What's going on, everybody, and welcome into another post-game wrap-up. I'm your host, Grayson Grundhafer, and the Bears fell in Austin, heartbreaking defeat to the number 9 team in the country, the Texas Longhorns, on the road, 23-17. The Bears played probably their best game of the season, I would say. They came in, they competed really, really well throughout and had their chances, A few calls didn't go their way, but you know, you got to be able to fight through that, especially on the road. And the Bears couldn't quite get it done. But you know what? There were a lot of positives to take from this game and, you know, a lot of good things. I think the biggest thing is, you know, the fans that were there, even the Texas fans, realized that, you know, Baylor's coming and they're making progress. And that's all you can hope for. You know, they went on the road, you know, easily covered the 14-point spread, kept it within six. Played so hard, so well. They blanketed the Texas offense for 0 points in the second half. Just an incredible job by Coach Phil Snow in that second half to really get the defense playing at another level late in the game. You know, a couple unfortunate calls that went against the Bears. Early in the game, Texas threw a deep ball to Colin Johnson. Derek Thomas seemed to have pretty good coverage on it. Ball looked a little overthrown as well. You know, maybe a little grabbing there. Maybe they could have called, maybe, you know, maybe it was the right call, but the ball looked uncatchable. So that right there gave the Longhorns 3 points. An offensive pass interference, it looked completely obvious to me, but yeah, they, you know, Colin Johnson went down the sideline and Shane Bouchel just kind of threw up one down the sideline. Derek Thomas was in coverage, and a little push off by Colin Johnson allowed him to catch the pass and basically walk into the end zone 44 yards for the touchdown. And that really gave Texas a huge amount of momentum in that second quarter. I mean that completely changed the dynamic of the game, in my opinion, because Baylor was up 10-6, seemed to be in control of the game. And then 4:21 to go, they complete that touchdown pass. Then you go, okay, so now they're here. You know, this is going to be a battle. But then right back comes Texas again. They get a stop, score another touchdown with a minute 12 left in the second quarter. And then they get another stop, drive down the field, and Cameron Dicker hits a 47-yard field goal. And that allowed Texas to get 23-10 lead going into half. And you know, me, like most Baylor people that were there, were kind of thinking, okay, Texas has kind of taken control of this game. It's going to be really tough for the Bears to really do anything to get back in it. But you know what? They came out in the second half and played extremely well. I mean, the defense locked it down. They were able to really stuff the run for extended portions of the half. Cameron Dicker did miss 2 field goals, I believe, in the second half, which helped. But overall, it was a great effort by the Bears on the defensive side. I was extremely impressed by them. You know, a few names to mention that just really stood out to me. Clay Johnston played, you know, out of his mind. And he's still not right. I mean, he laid down for a little bit in the first quarter, was clearly hurt, you know, clearly in pain. But he sucked it up, kept fighting. Ended up with 13 tackles, a sack, and 1.5 tackles for loss. And he just played his heart out. He played awesome in this football game. They're going to need that from him. It's becoming more and more evident that he is just such an important cog for the defense. And when he's playing well, they're able to stop the run so much better. So very impressed with him on the day. Blake Lynch, what can I say about that kid? 10 tackles and a tackle for loss. They were running at him a lot, and they were throwing passes at him a lot to, you know, for him to be blocked. And sure, he got blocked a few times, but he also was able to get outside and prevent long gains. He was able to tackle guys short of first down lines. He was able to get through blocks and tackle runners. I mean, he played phenomenal, by far his best game on the defensive side we've seen. And you know, he showed the flashes, and I believe as this season progresses, he's going to become more and more important for this defense. And he showed it in Austin this weekend that he is a guy that he's got the athletic tools to make a difference on the defensive side, and finally saw it, and now it's just about progression, and that's pretty much how it is for everyone on the defense. You know, just keep progressing. You know, really the only downside of the defensive effort was one sack, only four tackles for loss. You'd like to see that a little bit higher in this game. They couldn't quite get a whole lot of pressure. And on the flip side, Texas was getting an inordinate amount of pressure on Charlie Brewer. So that right there, if you wanted to point to what I saw as the difference in the game, it was the Texas offensive line was able to keep their quarterbacks from taking shots in the pocket. And on the other side, the Baylor offensive line gave up three sacks, 10 tackles for loss, three pass deflections, which I believe were almost all at the line of scrimmage, and nine quarterback hurries. Nine of them. It was tough going for the Baylor offensive line, to say the least, in this game. And I'll transition to the offensive side of the ball now, because that was pretty much all I needed to say on defense. Heck of an effort. Wish they could have gotten more pressure on the quarterback. Didn't quite happen, but that's okay. They took steps, huge steps, in the right direction. They play like this every year, Baylor's going to be in good shape. But on the offensive side, the only thing that kept them from winning this game was the offensive line. And if someone tells you different, then they didn't watch the game, because Charlie Brewer was running for his life. On big third downs, Texas was able to get pressure, create bad throws, or create a sack. And so it was very tough going for the offensive line in this game, but still guys stepped up. Charlie played his heart out, 20 of 39, 240 yards, a touchdown and an interception. He played really well in this football game and played extremely hard. And that's what you need out of your quarterback and your leader. And he had a shot late in the game to drive him down the field and get the win, and he couldn't quite get it done, but he played his heart out, and he was getting hit a ton, and he still played extremely well in this football game, and it was really fun to see. And, you know, the receivers stepped up. Denzel Mims, three catches, 80 yards, and a touchdown. Jalen Hurd, five catches, 72 yards. He also had a rushing touchdown on the day as they continued to use him in the short packages. The receiving game was awesome, and so you know, they made steps in the right direction, but they weren't 100%, you know, uncoverable. And that made things tough, because really, with the amount of pressure they were getting, you know, Charlie really needed these guys to be open right off the line. And sometimes they weren't, sometimes they were. And when they were, Charlie was able to find them. But the rushing game came back down to earth. 34 carries, 88 yards. That's 2.6 yards a pop. So definitely did not go extremely well in this game. So there were definitely some things that they need to work on going forward. But, you know, to say that they didn't make strides, you know, as a team is not something that you can say. They clearly made the strides. They made moves in this game. But the rushing game and the offensive line really struggled for the majority of the game. And so that's something that they're going to need to address. Texas has a great defensive front, and they proved it. They came out and they were hitting the Baylor guys all day long, and they were getting in the backfield. They were creating havoc, and that's just so tough for any offense to, you know, get over, is when a defense is just getting in the backfield consistently. And one guy I want to point out on the Texas defense was Gary Johnson. That guy was all over the place. He was a JUCO transfer last year, played some, was pretty good, but in this particular game, he was a difference maker for them. He had 11 tackles, one sack, 2.5 tackles for loss, but he was consistently plugging gaps for running backs, making them have to bounce outside, and it was tough. It was really, really tough sailing for a lot of the game for the Baylor offense, but I loved how they just continued to persevere and continued to try to manufacture yards, even though they were so tough to come by. And even though they had deficiencies, you know, on the offensive line, they were still able to create plays and, you know, create some movement and find themselves with a chance to win the game. And, you know, late in the game, Charlie gets the ball back. He had two chances, and whether it was the offensive line, whether it was, you know, receivers not getting open, it was kind of a bad mixture of it all on those last two drives. But, you know, especially on the second to last one, they really couldn't do anything. So they had to punt, got another stop, and then the Baylor offense got the ball. And how about Poo Strickland? Two catches across the middle of the field. I thought he was going to drop the first one, but he held on, made another big one later in the drive, and he really stepped up as Mims was out and Tyquan was out. Poo had to come in, and he made two big catches for this football team and really allowed them to continue to move the ball, because Texas wasn't going to let them just throw the ball to Jalen Hurd. They tried to take it away, so they forced Strickland to get open, and congrats to Poo, he did. And he was able to move them down on the drive and continue to get them closer and closer to the end zone. Baylor got all the way down to, I believe, the 17-yard line. And 15 seconds to go, if I'm remembering it correctly. 15 seconds to go, they had just spiked the ball, got into the 17-yard line. 15 seconds to go, and, you know, they threw one to the end zone, and I was fine with that. Lined up with three wide on the right, one wide on the left, and I was fine with that formation. But then they came out and ran it two more times the same way, and I mean obviously I'm not going to question, you know, a coaching call, but just I was curious why they wouldn't maybe try to get one more play to get a little bit closer, spike it again, and then just have maybe one play to try to win it. I just think that, you know, 17 yards is a tough amount. I think if they could have gotten it down to 10, now if Charlie has to roll out and look for a pass, the defense has to be afraid that Charlie may be able to run into the end zone. And so that I was curious about. You know, they kept throwing it to Hurd on that post route, and Texas had it covered pretty good on the first two. But on the last one, he actually seemed like he might have gotten open. If Charlie hadn't gotten hit, you never know if maybe he could have gotten the ball there. So definitely an interesting series at the end there. Definitely curious to see, you know, maybe later in the week, once they've absorbed it a little bit more, if maybe Coach Rhule thinks they should have done something else. But again, I mean, that is just completely nitpicking, because this team played so hard, so well, and I was so impressed with them in this football game, and all Baylor fans should be as well. Texas fan, I said great game to all the Texas fans I was around, and two of them said, man, that was a heck of a game. I think Baylor is so close to being back. And, you know, it just was very interesting to see all these Texas fans just with a sigh of relief, because they know that Baylor easily could have won that football game. There were definitely opportunities. So, again, Baylor falls in Austin to the Texas Longhorns, the number 9 ranked Texas Longhorns, 23-17. The Bears are now 4-3 heading into the bye week. Next week, so they'll have a bye, then they play West Virginia on Thursday in Morgantown. That is their next football game. But again, Baylor falls 23-17 in Austin to the number 9 ranked Texas Longhorns. And this has been the post-game wrap-up on Sikkim365.com.